Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin and Beis, and in the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav and Beis, the Mishnah stated, HaKol Sheikhtin, Ula Ulam Sheikhtin, UbaKol Sheikhtin, and Rashi stated, Kul Mefarish B'Gemara, and our Gemara begins, and at least in the Havmina, the Gemara feels that when the Mishnah stated, HaKol Sheikhtin, so it can't mean that anyone could Shecht, as that was already taught us on the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph, as the Mishnah stated, HaKol Sheikhtin, V'Shchitas and Kshira. Therefore, our Gemara explains that when the Mishnah states Hakol Sheikhtin, the Mishnah means to tell us Hakol B'Shchita V'Afilu Oif, that is a chiyuv to do Shchita on all animals, including birds. Although when the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh discusses Shchita, the Pasuk only states V'Zevachta Mi B'Karchu Mitzaincha. However, as the Gemara will teach us on Daf Chav Zayin Rebeis, that the Pasuk states V'Zeis Teres HaBehem Ava Oif, and therefore there's a hekesh between Behemos and Oifos, and Oifos also requires Shchita. And let us see Rashi four lines before the end of the narrow lines in Rashi, as we explained, Rashi states the Hatanale Resha, Hakol Sheikh and Lasuya, Kolhanach, that's Duch Lasuya, Shu'u Nishchait, Kagain Kutu, Mumma, Vitami Bechulin. Really, the proper placement for this Rashi is a few lines beforehand. The Gemara continues that when the Mishnah states, Lo'ilam Sheikhtin, and Ayin Rashi explains that at this point, the Gemara feels that the Mishnah means, the Lo'ilam Mutta Lishchait Velechol, that it's always Mutta to Shecht an animal and then eat that animal. And our Gemara now asks, Mantana, that who is the Tanava Mishnah that has to teach us that it's always mutter for Yisrael to shecht and then eat from that animal. The Gemara will now bring two possible explanations. As number one, Amar Rabba, the Rabba explains Rabbi Shmuel he that our Mishnah is going like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. And as we will see, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael was not allowed to eat basar taiva, and if they wanted to eat basar, they had to first be makriv a karban shlamim and be makriv the dam as well as the chilev, and then they were able to eat the basar the karban shlamim. And based on this point, so Rabba continues and brings the Braisa, as the Tanya, as we learn to the Braisa, that when the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh tells us, Yachiv Hashem Elokecha Eskvulcha Kasher Dibarlach V'amata Oichlo Basar Kisa V'Nafshecha Lechol Basar B'chol Avos Nafshecha Teichal Basar, and Rabbi Shmuel Oimen, Rabbi Shmuel explains, Le'bar Kosev Olahat Lehem Basar Taiva, that the Pasuk is teaching us that once Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and they are no longer close to the Mishkan, then they are allowed to eat Basar Taiva, and as Rabbi Shmuel continues, Shabbatchilo Nes Lehem Basar Taiva, as after the Mishkan was built, so Bnei Yisrael were no longer able to eat basar taiva, and the only way they were able to eat basar is only if they brought a carbon shlamim. And as Rashi in the first of the wide line states, Vim hayu sheichtim b'lei carbon hayu inshim karis tichsiv, and as the pasuk in Parshas Achrim tells us, Aleim taimar ish ishmin beis Yisrael min agar shiagub seicham ashiyal o ilo ozavach del pesach o'il mayud le'yavienu lasis oisal Hashem nichrasa ishahu me'amav, only mishin nichnus la'aretz hutlam basar taiva. And once they came to Eretz Yisrael, then the Pasuk specifically tells us, Ki Yachav Hashem Elokecha Eskvulcha, then you have a right to eat Basar Taiva. And Rabbi now continues and explains that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, V'achshav Shegalu Yachlu Yachzul Yisur Narishayin, and now that we're back in Golus, so one may think that we now have the original Isser, and we would not be able to eat Basar Taiva, and even if one would do Shechita, they would no longer be able to eat that Basar, and L'kach Sheninu Lo'ilum Sheikhtin, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us, from the time that we came into Eretz Yisrael and forward, and for all future times, then one could shech basar taiva and eat the basar. As Rashi states, "Va'achshav shegalu la'av Rabbi Shmuel ka'amalei, al Rabba ka'amalei, lo kumi de masisin Rabbi Shmuelhi, and claimar lahachi tana de la'ilum sheichtin va'eichlin de loytei ma'achshav shegalu yachzur liyisuran k'moy shehayu kaidim shenichlus la'aretz and l'kach sheninu la'ilum sheichtin." However, the Gemara continues, "Maskev l'Rabbi Yisiv," and Rabbi Yisiv asks a question to Rabba, that how can you explain the Mishnah in this manner, Hai lo'ilum sheikhtin, lo'ilum sheikhtin va'ichlum ibayle, now our Mishnah stated lo'ilum sheikhtin, and according to you, the ikka point of the Mishnah is that when someone shechs, then they still allowed to eat that basar, even though it's basar taiva, and therefore the Mishnah should have stated lo'ilum sheikhtin va'ichlin, and ikka chasim in a sefer, and as Rashi states, Kivin lav lo'ilcha shchita asil ariyei, el lahat achilus basar chutzlar, it's listening lo'ilum sheikhtin va'ichlin, vehechi shavak lo'ikka milsa v'nakat shchita lo'chuda, um neshavak lachila. So it must be that the Mishnah is trying to teach us a din that's going to be relevant to Shechita. And Rabbi Yisiv now continues and asks a second question on the way that Rabbi explained the Mishnah. as va'oid may kar my time isar mishum to have me karvel mishkan will be safe my time ishtaru have me rachim mishkan. And we continue on Daphne Zion Aleph the Koshkin Hashra dachiklu tve. Rabbi Yosef is bothered that certainly the Mishnah would not have to teach us this chiddush, as certainly we would know that nowadays we're allowed to eat basa taiva, as the whole reason why it was us to eat basa taiva once we had a mishkan is because Klal Yisrael lived right next to the mishkan, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated that any time we want to eat basar, it's very easy for us to go to the mishkan and bring a carbon shlamim. And as Rashi explains, mishum dahav mikarv le mishkan vayuchil lahakav kabonis mikol basar tavasan vayakriva adam vachil levada vayuchil abasar. L'maisa, once Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael was spread apart, they weren't right next to the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, it wasn't practical to bring a carbon every single time that they want to eat basar. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in Pashas Re'ei that ki yachav Hashem al kechas gvulcha. At that point, he was matter for Klal Yisrael to eat basa taiva, and certainly now that we went to Golas, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash and we don't have a Mizbeach at all. Certainly, since at this point it's impossible to bring a korban, then certainly it's mutter to eat basa taiva, and what would be the chiddush of our Mishnah? And because of these questions, so Elam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yosef explains that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, and as we learn to the Braisa, that Rabbi Kiva dashes the next pasuk in Pashas Re'e, as the pasuk states, Ki yirchak mimcha mokam ishivcha Hashem al kecha losam shmoy sham, vizavachtu mi bakarcha mitzayincha shenosan Hashem al kecha kasha yasil v'yisicha v'alchata b'sherecha b'chol avas nafshecha. And Rabbi Kiva, amen, Rabbi Kiva explains that leba kosov alas lehem basa nechira, shebetchila hut lehem basa nechira, and mishenichlus la'aris nes lehem basa nechira. As we will see, the Rabbi Kiva is chil kan Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds that when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar and they had a Mishkan, they were allowed to eat basa taiva, and whether at that point it was no chiv to do shchita, and as long as one killed the animal in any manner possible, and either by ripping it from the top to bottom, or by ripping out its simanim, or in any other manner, and it was mutter to eat that animal. That's why the Torah tells us in Pashas Re'ei, once we come to Eretz Yisrael, then there's a chiv to do shchita, and as the pasuk states, ki yirchak mimcha mokayim, vizavachtu mi bekarchu mitzayincha. And Rabbi Yosef therefore explains, va'achshav shegalu yachol yachzor la'tir nerishayin l'kach sheninu lo'ilum sheichten. One may have had a habmina that the only time that Kodesh Baruch Hu requires shchita is only when we're in Eretz Yisrael, as Eretz Yisrael has a special kedusha, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this chumra that we have to shecht the animals. However, once we go to Golas, so possibly at that point, one is allowed to eat an animal even without a proper shchita, and possibly once again it was a hutla hambasa nechira, and therefore the Mishnah tells us la'ilum sheichten that even nowadays there's a chiv to do shchita. L'fi Rabbi Yosef, it now makes sense why the Mishnah states la'ilum sheichten and the Mishnah doesn't mention achila. Number two, we could understand the chiddush of the Mishnah of La'ilum Sheikhtin. Ayin Rashi, who points out that had Rabbi Kiva know that initially was Hutla and Basa Nechira, and Zok Rashi, Mehai Kronaf Galei Dersiv, Ki Yechak Vizavachta, Michlal Dad Hashta, Leinus Tavol Azvicha. The Gemara continues, B'maika Mifkli, that was the basis for the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And Ayin, the second Tesis on our Amid, Diva Maskal, Rabbi Kiva Sava, Basa Taivali Issakal, and Tesis Bader Tema Minoliha, Dilma Mara Machado, Mara Machado Vole Plagi. And Lomaisa Gemara tells us, Rabbi Kiva Sava, Basa Taiva Le Issaklal, Rabbi Kiva held that Basa Taiva was never Asa in the Midbar, and even when there was a Mishkan, one could eat Basa Taiva. As Rashi points out, that even though the Pasuk in Pashas Achrim stated, Del Pesach Oil Moy Loyaviu, and we saw that one would be Chayav Kares, however, Zok Rashi, Bekachim Ksiv, that is only referring to someone that has Kachim and doesn't bring his Kachim to the Mishkan, and it's referring to the Issa of Shchutei Chutz. Rashi continues that even though the Pasuk in Pashas Re'i stated, Bechol Avas Navshecha Teichel Basar, and it's mashma, only at that point could someone eat basa taiva, lav la ruya teir basa taiva asa, el gedar shle rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, as we will learn on that pei da'al ben Aleph, limited teir derech eretz, shle yechel adam basa el lo teyavain. Rashi continues, v'afagav the krob, b'psula mekdashin, shenifto ay dey mumim mishtoy, yikin mukumina b'b'chiris, even though this pasuk and pashas were ei, there were b'kiv abroad as mekar, once Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they now had a chiv of shchita, really discussing psula mekdashin. However, Zok Rashi, afilo hachi, and the Gemara now continues, Rabbi Shmuel Sava, Basa Nechira, Lo Yishtrei Klal. Rabbi Shmuel holds that even in the Midbar, one had to do Shechita in order to eat from a behemoth, and it was never a heta to eat Basa Nechira. Therefore, when the Torah speaks about a new halacha, once we come into Eretz Yisrael, it must be teaching us that even though previously Basa Taiva was Asar, however, once we came to Eretz Yisrael, Basa Taiva taiva would be mutar, and even though the pasuk mentions v'zavachta mi bekarcha mitzeincha, and it's mashma that the Torah is telling us that at this point there's a chiyuv shchita. However, zok Rashi ochad akral umichtav zvicha b'achilas basar. Even though certainly there was always a chiyuv to do zvicha and to do proper shchita, and Rashi continues inami lemaydu d'shirim b'bechiris v'zavachta v'achlata em b'psula mikdashin shniftu ala hetas zvicha v'achila v'loygiz v'avoida. And as we previously stated, that this pasuk is talking about psula mikdashin shniftu, and therefore the pasuk is telling us that there is only a heter to shecht it and to eat it. However, even by kachin that were niftu, there is still an issa of gizav avoida. And Rashi continues, inami less a shchitas kulam bazara, that this pasuk is teaching us that there is an issa of shchitas kulam bazara k'dashin lebekedushin, that the pasuk specifies ki yerchak v'zavachta, and therefore we learn b'uichik makom atzaveach v'atzaveach b'kiyur makom, and if one has kulin, they can't shecht it while they're in the Beis Hamikdash, as there is an issa of bringing kulin lazara. Keep in mind that the Gemara just stated that according to Rabbi Shmuel, even when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, they had a chiyuv of shchita, and there was no heter to eat basar nechira. And in a moment we will discuss that since according to Rabbi Shmuel, it was also for Klal Yisrael to eat basar taiva in the Midbar, so when was it even shayach to have a chiyuv of shchita in the Midbar by any basar taiva or by any chulin? Our Gemara will now continue, and he has three basic questions on Rabbi Kiva and one basic question on Rabbi Shmuel. And as the Gemara continues, that number one, Bishlem Rabbi Shmuel, Hainu Chsim Mishachres Banan Baka, Bishlem according to Rabbi Shmuel, that there was a chiyuv shchita even in the Midbar, so that's why the pasuk tells us in Pasuk VaYikra, but the gate of carbon oila, shachat is ben abakal lifnei Hashem, el Rabbi Kiva, may v'shachat. According to Rabbi Kiva, there was no requirement of shchita in the Midbar, and why would the Torah use the term v'shachat as ben abakar? The Gemara responds, kachim shiny, that certainly even Rabbi Kiva agrees that by the Mishkan there was a chiyuv to do shchita when bringing a carbon, and the only time Rabbi Kiva stated that was hutlam basan chira was only by basa taiva. The Gemara continues with its second point, as Bishleim Rabbi Shmuel, Hayin Dechsiv, as it makes sense when Klal Yisrael was complaining that they didn't have meat in the Midbar, so the Pasuk discussed this love, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe he will bring abundance of meat, and by Yom HaMoshe, Moshe responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheish Meis Elf Ragli Ha'am Asher Neche B'Kirboi Va'ata Ma'ata Basa Etlehem Va'achlu Chedish Yomim Hatzeinu Baki Yishach Lehem U'matz Lehem Im Es Kol Degei Ha'yom Yasot Lehem U'matz Lehem. And if you're Rabbi Shmuel, it makes sense that Moshe Rabbeinu would mention Shechita Rabbi Kiva, but according to Rabbi Kiva, that in the Midbar was Hutlehem Basa Nechira, so Ma Yatzein Va'Baki Yishach Lehem Yinach Lehem Yibayle. The Pasuk shouldn't have used the term Yishachet and should have used the Lashon Yinachar. The Gemara continues and explains Nechira Lishlehen Zu Yishchitasan, that Einachinami Lashon Shechita refers to anything that is killed and is now roi lachila. Although there was no chiyuv to actually follow all halachis of shchita, however Moshe Rabbeinu could still use the lashon hatzeinu baka yishachalem, as certainly they still had to kill the animal before eating the animal, as if an animal dies from natural causes, it would be an avela. The Gemara now continues with the third point, as Bishleim Rabbi Shmuel hayinu tan, so it makes sense why the Mishnah da pehir menal teaches us hashechiv nisnabel biyodoi vanecha va'amaakeh potam al chasais. Although it is mitzvah deraisa to do kisi adam on the dam of any chayo or any oiv, however the Mishnah teaches us that if someone does an improper shchita on any chayo and oiv and it's now an avela, or he did nechira, which is piercing the simanim of the animal, or he ripped out the simanim of the animal and he didn't do a proper shchita, then there would not be a chiyuv of kisi adam. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, this would make a lot of sense, as there was never a time that was nechira was a proper shchita. Therefore, there was never a chiyuv to do kisi adam when killing an animal through nechira. Rabbi Kiva, my potom el chasais. However, since the mitzvah of kisi adam was given to Klal Yisrael while they were in Midbar, since at that time nechirasan haisa shchitasan, so there was a chiyuv to do kisi adam when someone did nechira, and therefore nowadays, even if someone would do nechira, there should be a chiyuv to do kisi adam. But Gemara explains hayel v'issa issar that in the chenami, although while Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, was a chiyuv to do kisi adam when someone performed nechira. However, once we came into Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that there's now a chiyuv to do shchita, and the chiyuv would not be valid since this animal is now an avela. Therefore, even if you're Rabbi Kiva, the chiyuv of kisi adam would not apply. The Gemara now continues with its fourth point, as Bishleim Rabbi Kiva da'ama basa taiva le'isa klal hayinu d'chsiv. So that's why the pasuk in Pasuk Re'eh continues ach kashi ochel asatziv es ayol kein tachlenu atomi vator yachtiv yachlenu. The Torah is teaching us that just like when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, and certainly they were able to eat basa taiva when they ate at tzvi and ayol, which are chayos and cannot be brought as a carbon to be some migdash, so they were able to eat it while they were tamei. Similarly, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, you could eat Bokar and Soin while they're Tomei. And as Rashi explains, that one may have had a Havmina, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires them to now do Shechita on all animals, just like they used to do for Kachim, possibly you have to eat a Betaira, and therefore the Torah tells us that in Srichim Leachu Betairis HaKadosh, Ela Katsi Ba'ayel Shel Achshav, Shah Tomei Vatar Uchlum Betaira Achas, there is no Chiv to eat Chulim Betaira. However, the Gemara continues, Ela Rabbi Shmuel Tzvi Ba'ayel Gufei Mi Havishari, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Basa Taiva was not Mut at all during the time of the Mishkan, and if so, how could the Torah tell us, Ach Kashiya Ochelas at Tzvi Vesa Ayel, if they weren't able to eat a Tzvi and Ayel in the Midbar? However, the Gemara responds that even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that certain Basa Taiva was Mutter in the Midbar, as Ki Osrachmana Behemad Chazla Krava, Avchayed Le Chazla Krava Le Osrachmana, even when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, the only Issa of eating Basa Taiva was only on those animals that was possible to bring as Kabanais. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that since you could bring these as Kabanais, so you must bring them as Kabanais, and you can't eat them as Basa Taiva. However, since one cannot bring a carbon from Chayos, therefore even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that they could be eaten as Basa Taiva in the Midbar. That's why the Pasuk stated, Ach Kashiya Ochelas at Tzvi Ves Ayol, even in the Midbar they were able to eat a Tzvi and Ayol. And keep in mind that this is Pshat when Rabbi Shmuel stated that even in the Midbar there was a Chiv of Shechita. That refers to a scenario where someone was going to eat a Chaya, and it was a Chiv of Shechita on a Tzvi and Ayol. Basa Nechira was never Mutar. Before we continue, let us point out that we've been speaking about Nechira, and Rashi in Masechtas Baba Kama and Daf Ayin Chesam Beis explains Kairoi Menechira Badliboi, that one rips it from its nostrils until it's hard. Rashi later on in Daf Pehen Beis explains Chimkai, Rashi and Daf Chastes Nechira Shehi B'Simonim Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues to discuss the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and as we saw, Rabbi Kiva holds that Klal Yisrael was able to eat Basa Nechira while they were in the Midbar. Therefore, Boi Rabbi Emia Avri Besad Nechira Shech Nitzi Yisrael Yimar in La'aretz Ma'u, that prior to coming into Eretz Yisrael, someone had Basa Nechira, and at that point it was Mutter to eat. Then they came into Eretz Yisrael, would it still be Mutter to eat that meat? Or would we say that at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that one is Mechuyah to eat Basa Shechuta, and one cannot eat Basa Nechira? And as Rashi explains, Alibud Rabbi Kiva Ma'alo Ichlan Achak Nisasan, Miyamin and Kiyas Rachmana Basa Nechira La'achabia, Hani Milin Noch Achar Kein V'lechol, and Web Avon Nechuri Su Bois Min HaMidbar, Hoyle B'Shasti Chirasan Hata Haysa, Suloi Mystery, Oidum Aleishna. And Rashi points out that really this is not Negel Alocha, and as Rashi states, V'Dresh V'Kabas Chahu, Shetzrichan Anu Lamed Ala Emes, V'Af Lisha Kvar Ovar, and even though this is not Negel Amaisa, certainly nowadays no one has any Basa Nechira from prior to coming into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara now continues to try to understand the Shaila of Rabbi Yemiya. Ema says, what period of time is Rabbi Yemiya referring to as Elaim B'Sheva Shekavshu? And if you're going to say that the Shaila is relevant to the 7 years that Klal Yisrael was fighting wars and they were trying to capture Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara explains that certainly he would not have a Shaila, as certainly would be Mutar, Hashta Dovet Tomei Ishtri Lahu, that since we know that while they were fighting wars, it was Mutar for Klal Yisrael to even eat Dovet Tomei and to eat things that weren't kosher at all. The Siv, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Veschanon, who bought the Malayim called Tova Shalim Malaysa, who buries Chatsuv Mashalik Chatsavta, Krum Vizesu Mashalin Tata, Velchata Vesavata, the Pasuk clearly tells us that it was mutter to eat things that we got from Goyim, and even if they weren't kosher, Om Rabbi Yemi Ba'aba Om Rav, Kasle de Chaziri, and Rabbi Yemi Ba'aba stayed in the name of Rav, that this also refers to dry ham or bacon, Basin Chirim Boyi, and if they could eat even Chazar, then certainly they could eat Basin Chira. Therefore, the Gemara explains, number one, El La'achamikan, in a Chanami, the Shaila Rabbi Yemiya was only in a case where someone had a piece of Basin Chira that he had from prior to coming into Eretz Yisrael, and he saved it and preserved it till after the years of Kibush. And the Gemara continues, V'yibayis Eimar, or I could tell you another Teretz, L'oilim B'Sheva Shekavshu, in a Chanami, Rabbi Yemiya Shaila is even in the 7 years that they were capturing Eretz Yisrael, and when they were in the middle waging wars, even though the Pasuk seemed to say that it was Mutter for Klal Yisrael to eat anything. However, the Gemara explains, Ki Ishtru Shol Shalai V'Chavim, Didhu Lo Ishtru, during that time, the Torah was only matter for them, the specific items that they took from the Goyim and were the spoils of war and the booty that they got from fighting their wars. However, their own items did not become mutter, and certainly they could not eat their own non-kosher items. Therefore, Rabbi Yemiya had a Shaila in a case where they came into Eretz Yisrael and someone had Basa Nechira from prior to coming into Eretz Yisrael. Now, potentially we would say that since at the time that it became Basa Nechira, so it was mutter, so even when they came into Eretz Yisrael, it would still be mutter. Or we would say that at this point, it's now Asar, as Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that from this point forward they could only eat Basa Shchuta, and the Gemara ends off Teku, and the Gemara is not Pesha to Shaila. The Gemara now continues, Amar Rabba and some Agarius, Amar Rabba, Shanisa Kol Sheikhtin, Loilam Sheikhtin, that we previously explained that when the Mishnah stated HaKol Sheikhtin is teaching us HaKol B'Shchita V'Afilu Oiv, and when the Mishnah stated Loilam Sheikhtin, so it's teaching us a Chiddush Lefir Rabbi Kiva, even after the Churban, Basa Nechira was not going to be Mutter, for all times one is going to be Chayiv to do Shchita and be required to perform Shchita. Rabbi is now bothered that the Mishnah brought three different dinim, and the third din was Bakol Sheikhtin. Therefore, Rabbi is Bakol Sheikhtin, my mashusle, that how will we be able to explain what the Mishnah meant when it stated Bakol Sheikhtin? Rabbi continues, Vichitema, Bein Bitzur, Bein Bischuchas, Bein Bikrem Shokana. If you're going to explain that the Mishnah is teaching us that you let a shecht with any sharp instrument, and as the Mishnah then continues, Chutzmi Magal Kotze, Vamagira, Vashinayim, Vatsipurim, and Pleshim Chinkin, whether Rabbi is bothered, Hadumi the Hadachtani, that would seem from the Mishnah that all three cases are similar to each other. And as Rebbe continues to explain, I hanach b'sheichtin, hay nami b'sheichtin, vi hanach b'neshchotin, hay nami b'neshchotin, that if we will explain that the Mishnah is discussing the people or the instruments that you could shecht with, and all three cases of the Mishnah should be discussing the people or the instruments that could shecht, we already explained that the first two cases of the Mishnah are discussing the things that there's a chiyuv to shecht. If we will say that we were correct, that the first two dinim of the Mishnah are discussing those things which there's a chiyuv to shecht, Mishnah is teaching us that one has to shecht eifais, and it's also teaching us even nowadays we have to shecht animals and we can't eat basa nechira. If so, how could you explain that when the last case of the Mishnah states Bakol Sheikhtin, that's teaching us that one could shecht with all types of instruments? Because of this question, so Elam Rava, therefore Rava explains the first two cases of the Mishnah differently than we previously explained, as when our Mishnah stated Hakol Sheikhtin, that Inachinami is teaching us a similar din that we learned in the Mishnah that Bezim and Aleph, and as we learned that anyone could shecht, the reason why we have to have two Mishnayis is Chodel Asuri Kutei, the Chodel Asuri Yisrael Mumma, as one Mishnah is coming to teach us, even though one may have thought that the Shechita of Kutei would not be valid, however the Mishnah teaches us HaKol Sheikhtin, that anyone could shecht, including a Kutei, then one Mishnah teaches us HaKol Sheikhtin, and that's coming to teach us that although one may have had a Hamina, that Yisrael Mumma should not be able to shecht, however the Mishnah teaches us that Yisrael Mumma could do Shechita, and the Shechita would be valid, when our Mishnah states HaKol Sheikhtin, now teaching us they have to shecht all items, including eifais, and it's teaching us that anyone can shecht. And then when the Mishnah teaches us La'ilam Sheikhtin, is not teaching us all animals require shechita, and even after the Churban, rather the Mishnah is teaching us that a person can always shecht, and bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla, bein b'reisha gag, bein b'reisha svina, one can shecht during the day, and one could also shecht during the night, as long as there's an avuka kinegdai. Mishnah is also teaching us, although people will eat the Avodah Zarah, and they would serve the Shemayim, they would serve the Kechavim, and they would also serve the seas, whether one could still shecht while standing on a rooftop, one could also perform Shechita while standing on a deck of a ship, as we previously explained. Finally, when the Mishnah stated Bakol Sheikhtin, that's teaching us the instruments that one can use when doing Shechita, as we previously stated, Bein Bitzor, Bein Bischeches, Bein Bikrim, Mishal Kana, the Mishnah then ended off, Chutz Mimagal Kotzev, Amagiri, Vashinayim, Vatsiperim, Pleshem Chinkin, Ain Rashi, Bein Bureish Agag, however, Bereshit Sfinah Shari, the Mucha Milsa, the Lanakas Sfinasa Yutzarech, and the only reason why he's letting the dam going into the sea is in order to make sure that it doesn't make his Sfinah dirty. Our Gemara now continues and quotes from the last part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Bakol Sheikhtin, Chutz Mimagal Kotze, Vamagir, Vashinayim, Vatsiperim, Replay Shem Chinkin. The Gemara now continues, Avu Adishmuel, Pogam Vishoda, Pogam Vishoda, since Avu Adishmuel wanted to find out what type of notches in a knife would pass al Shechita, so he took a knife and made various notches as samples, and he sent them to Eretz Yisrael in order to ask a Shaila as to which ones would be kosher and which ones would be pasul, and he did this multiple times, and Shalcholei Kemagir Shininu, and they sent back to him that a knife that has notches like a saw is pasul. As Rashi states, Shalcholei Simen Zeh Yehelecha B'Bukimais, if a knife has a notch that looks like a V and it has two points, therefore if one would take the nail, would slide it in either direction on the blade of the knife, then a fingernail would get caught and they would not be able to continue sliding their fingernail, that knife would be pasul. And as Rashi states, Kimagir Shininu, Shagrig Mesem, Chuvanis Laimkon, Vieshla Pagam, Shnei Oixin, Kishat the Melech Tsuponcha Misefa Sakhlan Rasha, which is Poncha Chigeris Poikit Shel Tsar Raj, Ukshat the Bedek Mur Rishul Sefer, when you're being baited to sack in the other direction, to Parchel Chagaris, Ba'ikir Shel Sefer. The Gemara now continues, Tanar Abana, we learned to the Braisa, and we continue on Dafyud Zayin and Beis, Sakin Sheish Papagimus Habe, Tidin Kumagira, Vishain Ba'el Pagima Achas, Oigeris Psula, Misuch Sechas Ksheira. If a knife has many notches, then it has a din like a saw, and therefore it is puzzle. However, if it only has one notch, and if it catches his fingernail as he's passing it over it, then it would be puzzle. However, it would only be Misuch Seches, then it would still be kosher. The Gemara now explains, Hechidam Yoigeris and Hechidam Misuch Seches, and Amr Abelazo, Oigeris Mishtei Ruchais, Misuch Seches, Meruch Achas. Oigeris is referring to when it's in the shape of a V, and therefore the fingernail will be caught in either direction. Misuch Seches is when it only has one point, and the other point was already shaved down and was already sharpened. Therefore, his fingernail will only be caught when he's checking the sack in one of the directions. However, the Gemara is still bothered. Maishna Mishtei Ruchais, the Mersha Kama Machlish, Mersha Basra Baza, to Meruch Achas Nami, Chofa de Sakina Machlish, and Mersha Baza. The Gemara is bothered as to why there should be a difference if one knife has two notches or if it only has one notch. And as the Gemara explains, that if you're going to tell me the reason why where there's two points, so it's puzzle, because when the first point goes over the naked animal, so it cuts through the bust of the animal, next point will tear through the simonim, won't slice through the simonim, and therefore it is a psul of ikar. Well, the lechayr, the same should apply where there's only one point. Initially, when one is slicing using this knife, so it'll cut through the bust of the animal, then the point or the notch of the knife will now come into contact with the simonim, will also tear the simonim, and lechayr should also be puzzel. However, the Gemara explains the kayim arisha de sakina. Our scenario was discussing a case where the notch was right at the beginning, right at the tip of the knife. Certainly, the knife did not yet have time to cut through the skin of the animal, therefore, it would still be kosher. However, the Gemara is bothered that since we previously learned that when doing shchita, one has to slice through the simonim, they use a back and forth motion on the neck of the animal, and therefore, safe, ki azla machlisha, ki asa baza, when he was going in one direction on the neck of the animal, we already cut through the flesh of the animal. Then, when he once again pulls the knife in the other direction, the point of the notch will now come and tear the simonim. However, the Gemara answers, Kagoyin Shahilach Balehevi, that in the Chanami, the only time that we stated that it would be kosher is only when you're using a very long knife, and therefore you only had to be Melech and not maybe. In the Chanami, if one would be using a shorter knife and would be Melech or maybe, even if there was only one notch, the Shechita would be possible. Ayin Rashi explains that the Lashon Egeres, similar to the Lashon that we find in Mishlei in Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, where the Pasuk states, Agra Bakatsu Machala, refers to someone gathering their food, and similarly a person's fingernail would get caught and would be gathered up into the notch. As Rashi explains, Shegeres Atziperin L'Techa Bein Bezei Tzeha, and Rashi states, May Rosh Kama Machlish Aru Basel Fnei Hasheni Vasheni Bo Pekeya Besimim V'Kara. Now in Rashi at the top of the Amid, and Diba Maschel Sakin Sheish Bo Pegimus Habe Tidin Kamagira, and Rashi explains, V'im Bachilok Bein Egeres L'Mesuch Seches Shafilu Klu Mesuch Seches Psula. In the middle of Rashi and Diba Maschel Machlish, Rashi makes a similar point, and Rashi states, V'chol Ikseh Pagam Kirinain V'in Choychin Bein Bepoiga Boi Bein Kshuyerim Menu, and it doesn't make a difference in what direction you're going. Kach Shemaiti V'cheni Shereish Shininu Sakin Sheish Babagimus Habe Tidu Kamagira V'afilu Mesuch Seches Kama Minaka Maflig B'chod Bein Egeres Mesuch Seches U'vetu V'loi Maflig U'mashma Afilu Kol Ikseh L'tzad Echad L'tzad Reisha Sakin V'hoilich V'loi Hevi Alma B'yudrasi Nami Korea Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues, Amar Rav, and Rav explains, Gimel Midas B'sakin, that there are three different grades of a sakin, three different halachas would apply. As number one, a geres lo yishchait b'mshachat shchitas yipsula, one cannot shech with a knife that has two points and gathers in his fingernails. Even b'dievet, if he was shech with such a knife, it would be pasul. However, misuch seches lo yishchait b'lechatchila b'mshachat shchitas yikshira, if the knife only has one point, even if one would only shecht in one direction, then lechatchila you should not shecht. However, if you shecht it in one direction, then b'dievet it would be kosher. And as Rashi explains, the kaima bereshit the sakina uchshehalach v'lehevi, and certainly one has to have these two tefillim. That first of all, the notch was right at the beginning of the sakin, and also you only went in one direction. However, afilu hachi lo yishchait lechatchila shem yoelach v'yevi. Rabbi continues that the third type of sakin is oilu v'yeri b'sakin shechet b'lechatchila. If there is a knife that has a gradual slope, then even though there is a slope, it would still be kosher lechatchila. Rashi explains oilu v'yeri kugoyin shenifka b'magam gadol v'huchel kuar uksim b'mashchaz. That there was some sort of a notch, and then he sharpened it. The mice said there are no points on this knife. Gemara now continues. Rav Ashi, Amr lo mishmedi Rava misuchseches psula. The Rav Huna Brina Rav Chemya said to Rav Ashi that you told us in the name of Rava that if there's a knife that's misuchseches, even if someone shechs with his knife, b'diavad, it would still be possible. He was bothered by misuchseches kshira that we just saw in the brisa that if it's misuchseches, then b'diavad it would be kosher. And the Gemara answers like kasher, kan shehilch v'hevi, kan shehilch v'hevi. Certainly, if the notch was right at the beginning of the knife and it was only hilch v'hevi, then b'diavad it would be kosher. However, in a case where it was misuchseches, but he actually took the knife and he passed it over the neck of the animal in both directions, even b'diavad the shechita would be possible. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi, dami l'sasa mai, and Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avi is Rav Ashi, if a knife doesn't have any notches and doesn't have any points, however the knife is bumpy, so what would halacha be, and would it be kosher or not? And Amalei and Rav Ashi responded, man yovel omi b'srei v'achlinon, that certainly would be kosher even l'chachila, and certainly wouldn't have a problem eating this basar. And Ayin Rashi, dami l'sasa, zekana shebolim she'ein echolok, that was similar to a stalk of wheat, kach sakin she'ein p'echolok, aval b'gam ein lo. The Gemara now continues, Amar Chista, minayin l'bedika sakin min atayra, what is the makor that one has to be boided as sakin prior to shechita? And as the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, b'negei ashol, v'yoyim ashol, p'tzu ba'am, v'amatam lahem, agishu elai, ishayra, v'ishteyai, hushchatem b'zeh, v'chatem, v'loy sechtu l'ashem, lechol al adam, v'yigishu kol ha'am, ishayra, b'yodai halayla, v'yishchatu sham. The Maaseh Shol told them that you should shecht with this, and it's mashmah he wanted them to use a specific knife, and this knife was one that was already checked. But the Gemara continues and is pshita, kivin d'chinok of treifa, b'yibidika, that certainly we don't need a makar for this halacha, since if a knife would have a notch, then it would puncture the simonim, or would tear the simonim, and not cut the simonim. We know that even if there's a very small hole in the esophagus of an animal, which is the vesher of the animal, so it would be treifa, certainly it would require bidika. Therefore, the Gemara explains that certainly there's a requirement to check one's knife prior to shechita. Rav Chista was asking that was the makar that prior to shechita one has to show the knife to a chacham, and as the Gemara explains, the chacham kamrinan. That's why Rav Chista brings a raya from Shaul that Shaul himself checked these knives. However, the Gemara is still bothered that from this member it's mashma that this is the din deraisa and va'amr Rabbi Yechon le'amr lahari sakan chacham elam pnei chayyid shel chacham, that the only reason why we have to show the knife to the chacham is only in order to show covet to the chacham. It's mashma that's not halacha midraisa, and the Gemara answers that ina chenami midrabbanon ukros machta ba'almu, and the pasuk that Rav Chista brought is only an asmachta ba'almu. The Gemara now continues and discusses how to be boidik asakin, and the Gemara tells us b'merava batkilei b'shimsha that in the West in Eretz Yisrael they would examine their knives by using the sun. And Rashi brings two explanations: as number one, nois neisa b'shemesh v'royim b'chuda, that they place it towards the sun and they look at the sharpness of the edge and they see if they could see the sun shining through. They would be able to see if there was a pegima. And lishnachrina hoyluchu mamida b'shemesh chuda l'maylu mistaka b'tzila shel sakin, they lifted up their knife towards the sun, and then the sun would actually cast a shadow of the knife onto the ground, and then they would be able to see if there was a pegima or not. And as Rashi explains, v'im yesh pegam b'sakin nikahu b'tzel, yachama nichneses b'pegam, that area on the ground would have sun on it and it would not be shady. And the Gemara continued, b'nado batku b'maya, once again Rashi brings two explanations. Number one, hoifechu d'lamato moylicha p'nei amayim v'negas ma'ad, you would take the edge of the knife and you would go onto the top of the water, v'im yesh pegam, so oikets oisa k'min charitz b'mayim b'alichasa, that would cause a ripple or some sort of a wave in the water. And Rashi continues, l'shnachrina hoifechu d'lamayla v'ichse b'yode b'shipur reishu l'mato u'mato v'alchu d'b'etzboi, and one would hold the knife upright and they would take a drop of water and they would put it at the tip of the knife and they would see if it actually dropped down towards the bottom of the knife or it would get stuck in the middle of the knife. And as Rashi continues, im yesh pegam hamayim noflum sham ve'in yichayin lelech ad reisha, and it would not flow until the end of the knife. The Gemara continues, Rav Sheshes badeg lo bereish lushnei, the Rav Sheshes would examine his knife by using the tip of his tongue, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov badeg lo b'chut asayra, Rav Acha bar Yaakov examined the knife by using a strand of hair. He would take a strand of hair and go along the blade of the knife and see if it would get stuck. And Bisur Amri, Bisur Achla, Bisur Libika, and Surah, they said a klal that a knife cuts flesh, and therefore when checking the knife, one should use his flesh as well. And this would be like Rav Sheshes, that badeg or by using the flesh of someone's finger. Gemara continues, one actually has to do three different types of bedikas, and you have to be bedik a knife on your basar. It also has to be bedik on your fingernail. Not only does one have to be bedik blade of the knife, but he also has to be bedik the two sides of the knife right next to the blade. Let us see Rashi bin Igir Bisur Amri, as Rashi states, Bisra Akla, he ba lachtich basa, lefikach ikah bedikasa bebasa, oy bereish lishna, oy bebasa etzbai. Rashi explains why this type of bedika would be the best bedika. In basa zeh, pegeh pebegam, ken yifka by basa asimin, therefore want to use a similar type of material when being bedik a sakin, al bedava achar loy al bedika, shem bedava kasha oy vah pegam katan ve'in choygar, as if it would be a harder material, then potentially will go over a small pegam, and it won't get caught, oy davishu rach yaisim idai nichnas otech pegam katan, and maybe it will get caught much quicker, and afal pishein pegam l'kalkal simin, and even though it's not necessarily a full-fledged pegam, and halachically it would not be considered puzzle. Rashi continues, there are Papa explains that number one, you had to do a bedika abisra, which refers to basa etzba, and bat plasa ruchasa, be'em tzechuda yivet studin, shem nifkam oy vechuda betzida, v'nechaz asimim bo'oikets v'nikra. The Gemara now continues, amle ravina rav ashi, ravina stated to rav ashi, amalon rav samar breder amishashi mishmach, da'amad le mishmeder rava, tzricha bedika abisra v'atufra v'atlasa ruchasa, rav samar breder amishashi said over in your name, that you said over in the name of rava, that this din rav pup is correct, that there's a requirement to do a bedika, number one on your finger, and number two on your fingernail, and number three from all three sides. A Malay and Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, Abisur Atufra Amri, that although I did say that one has to do a bedika on the flesh of the finger, as well as on their fingernail, however, Atlasu Ruchasa Le Amri, I never said that one has to do a bedika on all three sides of the knife. One only has to perform this bedika on the actual edge or the blade of the knife. And Ikad Amri and others explain that Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, Abisur Atufra Atlasu Ruchasa Amri, that in the Chinami I did say this halacha, and one has to do bedika using the flesh of the finger as well as the fingernail, and they have to do bedika on all three sides of the knife. However, this is not exactly what happened, as Bishmei D'Rava Le Amri, as I never said this halacha over in the name of Rava. The Gemara continues, Ravina Rav Acher Brei D'Rava, have Yasvi Kamei Rav Ashi. The Ravina Rav Acher Brei D'Rava was sitting in front of Rav Ashi, and Isu Sakalan Kamei Rav Ashi Lebutka, and they brought a knife in front of Rav Ashi in order for him to check it, and Amalei Rav Acher Brei D'Rava, Rav Ashi said to Rav Acher Brei D'Rava, Bidka, that you should examine it, and Bodka Tufra Vabisra Tlasu Ruchasa, and Rav Acher Brei D'Rava actually did a bedika, number one on the flesh of his finger, number two using his fingernail, and number three on all three sides of the knife, and Amalei Ya'asha V'chinam Rav Kahana, and Rav Ashi told him that it is proper. This is exactly how Rav Kahana explained how one should perform a bedika. Ayin the Rosh, who brings that the Pasuk stated Shchatam Bezeh, and the word Zeh equals 12, and based on Rav Kahana, there were actually 12 bedikas. One does a bedika with the flesh of the finger as well as with the fingernail. They do that back and forth on the knife, and they do that on all three sides of the knife. That would equal a total of 12 bedikas. The Gemara continues and brings another shita as Rav Yehma Omer Tufra Abisra Tzricha Atlasu Ruchasa Lei Tzricha. Though he agrees that you have to do a bedika using your fingernail as well as the flesh of your finger, however, he does not agree that you have to do it on all three sides. One would only have to do these bedikas on the actual blade of the knife. Rav Yehma continues and brings a raya as Mi Le Amar Abzira Amar Shmuel Liben Sakin V'Shachaba Shchitas Ekshira Shechidud Ha'Kaidun Lebuna V'Kashilon Ha'Ikat Stodin V'Aminam Beis Hashchita Mirvach Ravach and Hachinami Beis Hashchita Mirvach Ravach. And as we learned in Daf Chesam and Aleph, that Rav Zira stated the name of Shmuel, that if one heated up a knife until it became white hot, or as we would say, it became red hot, and he then used that knife for Shchita, then the Shchita would be kosher, even though it is a requirement that Shchita must be done by slicing through the two simanim of the animal and not by burning the simanim. But even after heating up the blade of a knife, when the blade comes into contact with the simanim, we'll be able to slice the simanim prior to burning the simanim, and therefore the shchita is kasher. And the Gemara then is that although you may be correct that the actual slicing happens before it burns the simanim, however, certainly once the side of the knife touches the simanim, then prior to the full shchita being completed, it would burn the simanim, and that would cause the animal to be a trefa, and certainly the shchita would not be valid. The Gemara explains that immediately when someone starts slicing the simanim, so each simon starts to pull apart from each other, and therefore the side of the knife doesn't touch the simon at all, and that's why the shchita is kosher. And therefore, Zakra Beimer, since we see that the size of the knife never touched the simonim. So if so, there's no reason to actually check the size of the knife, and there's no reason to be bedik at plus ruchasa. Therefore, one would only have to be bedik the edge and the blade of the knife using the flesh of his finger as well as his fingernail, and this would have to be done up and down. Therefore, there would only be a total of 4 bedikas. Keep in mind that every time our Gemara stated at plus ruchasa, some agurus at tregisni, meaning that certainly one has to check the edge and the blade of the knife, but additionally one has to check the two sides of the knife as well. And Ayin Taisa Diva Maschala Bisra Tifra, where Taisa points out that previously the Gemara stated Bisura Amri Bisra Akhla Bisra Livdika, therefore one has to check the knife using the flesh of their finger, as the material of one's finger is similar to the material of the veshet, which is a soft and medium material, and in addition one has to check the knife using their fingernail, as that is similar to the material of the kana, as the windpipe of an animal is made up of cartilage and is a harder material and it's similar to a nail. And our Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna Bar Katina, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Shalosh Pegimai saying, in relation to 3 other dinim, there's also a concept of pegimais that shear would also be measured based on if it catches your fingernail. And as Rashi states, l'shear echad, number 1, pegimas etzav pesach, if someone makes a pegima in a bone in the current pesach, it will be over in the issa of etzav leisish brubai. And number 2, pegimas oizim bebechar, that if a bechar develops a notch in its ear, then that would be a mum kavua, and you'd be able to shech that bechar even by medina, and you wouldn't have to bring it as a carbon. As the Mishnah Masechtas Bechiris that discusses the mumin of a bechar teaches us that it would be considered a mum if there would be a pegam in the cartilage of the ear or the eyelid or the nose of the behemah. Our Gemara only mentions pegimas oizim bechar and doesn't mention the eyelid or the nose. And Rashi points out who had the l'sham mumin shel pegima and iskarim sham the kamaisa nakat, and our Gemara is only discussing the first case of that Mishnah. And the third pegima is pegimas mum bekachim, regarding any other mum by kachim, if there would be a pegima, and that would be considered a mum. In regard to these 3 pegimas, so the same shear would apply. And as Rashi states, b'chdeish tachra basi payron, Rashi is bothered that if we mention pegimas oizim bechar, which refers to any mum by a bechar, so why does Reish Lakish also have to mention pegimas mum bekachim? And zok Rashi that a bechar is a zachar, and therefore the Gemara has to mention pegimas mum bekachim, as they are mumin that are only relevant to the varm of an akiva. Those mumin would not be relevant to a bechar or to a zachar. And as Rashi states, pegimas mum bekachim nakvois kagoyin chatayis v'shlamim sheyesh ben pegimas she'in an heges bebechar uchitan hasam bebechiris nifkam ha'zayvim bebechar oya erva dahinu svas beisirecham shel nakiva. And the chiddush is that even though it's a very small mum and it's not really a mum that's nicker, and even so this same shear applies. And Rashi continues and is bothered, although I just explained that even though Reish Lakish spoke about pegimas oizim bechar, he had to speak about pegimas mum bekachim, as that refers to an akeva. But why did Reish Lakish just speak about pegimas mum bekachim, which refer to an akeva as well as the zachar, and he wouldn't have to say pegimas oizim bechar? And Rashi explains that if we would just mention pegimas mum bekachim, so we would think that even though it would apply to a bechar and it would apply to a zachar, however, the only din would be that you can't bring it as a carbon. However, possibly if it only had a small share of kedei chagira sipurin, then maybe it would not be considered a mum gomer, and you would still not be able to shech the bechar even by medina. The mum and habi poisim behema ve'ena bechar nishchad aleihem, and we find a concept in Masechtas Bechiris ketnan ve'elu she'en shechtem aleihem loy b'migdash v'loy b'medina. Therefore, lahachi tana pegimas oizim bechar shehuskra bebechiris le'inu lishachar b'medina. And our Gemara continues that even though Reish Lakish brought down 3 halachas, but Rav Chista Amar af pegimas sakin, and Rav Chista specifically listed a 4th case, which is the pegimas sakin that is relevant to shechita, ve'idach b'chul le'kamari, and Reish Lakish did not speak about pegimas sakin. That halacha is not only relevant to kachim, but it's also relevant to chulin. And Reish Lakish was only discussing those dinim that are only relevant to kachim. Before we continue, let us point out that the pasuk in Parshas Yisrael states, "Mizbech adam tasali v'zavachta alav v'seidosecha v'shlamecha asteincha v'espekarecha chol hamokah mashe askeh shmi avoyelecha v'rachticha." Rashi brings down from the Gemara Masechtas Zvachim that certainly we didn't shecht on the mizbeach and we shecht next to the mizbeach. And if so, why is the pasuk states v'zavachta alav v'seidosecha v'shlamecha? And we learn b'zman shu sholim v'loy b'zman shu chasa that you only could shecht when the mizbeach is complete, and you can't shecht the carbon when the mizbeach is not complete. And as Rashi states, v'hayalav b'shvilahu klayma k'shu b'chaskasai. And also, let us remember that the way that they built the mizbeach havanim in the base of Mikdash was by taking a bunch of smaller stones and placing them in a form, and then pouring cement into the form. And therefore, the mizbeach was made up of stones as well as cement. And our Gemara continues, v'kulam pegimasan k'dei pegimasam mizbeach, and the share of all these begimos is the same as the share for the begimos hamizbeach. We continue on dafyud chesem and aleph the kam begimos hamizbeach. And what is the share that begimos hamizbeach would pass on hamizbeach? The share is kadesh takar batziparin. And as we've already mentioned, that's the share that your nail would be caught on the edge of the nick or the edge of the notch. The gemara continues misvei that how could you say that the share begimos hamizbeach is kadesh takar batziparin? But the brisa teaches us kam begimos hamizbeach and Reb Shimon Meichoy in Matefach and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov in Mekazayis, but both according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the shear is certainly much larger than the size of Kadesh Taka Batsiparin. And the Gemara answers Lekasha, Habetzida, Habavna, that the Brice is discussing the shear that would passel the lime that was placed on the outside of the Mizbeach and coated the Mizbeach. However, when we state that the shear of Pegimus HaMizbeach is Kadesh Taka Batsiparin, that is specifically referring to the actual stones of the Mizbeach. The Pasuk states in Pasuk Kisavai, Avonim Shlemois Tivnes Mizbeach Hashem Alekecha, V'ha'alisa Alav Eilus LaHashem Alekecha, and there's a requirement for Avonim Shlemois, and therefore even a small nick would passel the Mizbeach, and as Rashi states, Ba'av Nekoldu Yedichsiv Avonim Shlemois, Ayin Ramban, who is Chilek on Rashi, as he doesn't learn this based on the fact that it says Avonim Shlemois, as who said that the share of Shalem means that it can't be missing even a Koldu, and Zok Ramban, Shem Gemara Gemira Lepegimus HaMizbeach Sheshiur Kein V'lefikach Shiur HaChiris Ba, and keep in mind that certainly according to Rashi, the reason why the chiluk between Avonim and Sid is because the Pasuk states first B'negei Avonim, Avonim Shleimais, and it doesn't use that term B'negei the Sid of the Mizbeach and B'negei the rest of the binyan of the Mizbeach. And Ayin Rashbu explains that certainly there's a difference between Avonim and Sid based on Svara, as certainly it's normal for cracks to form in cement, and therefore the shear cannot be a Koldu. However, it's very usual that we would have stones that are complete and that are not broken at all, and therefore the shear is Koldu. And the way we explain the actual binyan of the Mizbeach is based on Tesis that the top of the Dafyut Chesem and Aleph in Diba Maskel Vakam Begimus HaMizbeach Kadesh Taka Bat Superin, where Tesis Bad Vim Taima Vehech Bonam HaMizbeach the Anu Yimtzu Avonim Bolei Pegima Vim Yachliku Bazel Ike Surah Dolei Sanaf Leim Bazel Velek Lameima Al Yedei Shamir, and you can't say that it was done through the worm that cut through stone. Based on the Gemara on Mesech Tzavei Dezara Zog Tesis Akocha Yedei Shamir Nami Lo Yu Chalaka Yishlo Taka Ben Superin, the area that the Shamir cuts through not be completely smooth. Therefore, Tezis explains, V'yishleima, the perik ezu mekoyim mashma, shebonu oisam ba'avonim ktanis chalokois, shelo yobem shum pegimo, kagoyin chaluki avonim shel nachal. And as we explained, however, Ayin Tezis, we ask a question from the Gemara, Mesech de Saita, Ayin Shum. Finally, in the middle of Tezis, at the bottom of Dafyud Zayin and Beis, in Dibu Maskel, pegimus oizim bebechor, pegimus mum bekochim, Tezis is bothered that why do Reish Lakish only mention three pegimois, if certainly Reish Lakish agrees that there was also pegimus mizbeach. Number one, that is the basis for the rest of the Hashirim or Pegimois. Number two, that share is also all relevant to Kachim and not to Chulin, and certainly Reish Lakish should count it as one of the Pegimois, and Reish Lakish should have stated that there are four Pegimois. And Tezis explains, Metzina Lameima, Meshun, the Pegimus Mizbeach, Behed Yaksiv, as the Pasuk states, Avonim Shleimois, and Afagad the Bekachim Namiksiv Tamim, and even though Bedegay Kachim, the Pasuk tells us that the Behemoth has to be Tamim, Le Mashma Mamish, Bele Pegima, as the Bekam Makoimois, Loichai Shinon, Im Nechtach Meno Abbasoi Etzem, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.